the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Having a stroke or a traumatic brain injury can make you feel like a foreigner in a strange land. Your cognition may still be fully intact, but sometimes you just can't speak the language. After a stroke, most individuals need speech therapy, something that is offered free at Missouri State University's Speech, Language, and Hearing Clinic, and they often recoup much of their language. If you haven't recouped at all, you may become your own worst critic, making it difficult to engage in everyday social situations. You may feel embarrassed and become isolated. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today on the Missouri State Journal, my guest is Jennifer Pratt. She is a clinical associate professor of communication sciences and disorders at Missouri State. She is here to talk about an exciting collaboration between her department, the Department of Art and Design, and clients at the Speech, Language, and Hearing Clinic.
Art students came and actually instructed our clients in our clinic who all have had either a head injury or have had a stroke resulting in an acquired communication disorder. They instructed them in painting, drawing, different means of self-expression through art with a big focus on self-identity and expressing who they were through this visual medium.
The year-long collaboration, which was funded through the Office of Public Affairs, the CSD Department, the Office of Assessment, and supported by faculty and students from both areas, provided a new socialization opportunity for the clients. This is a skill they work on regularly, and it gave them a chance to experience new art forms as well.
These clients all participate in weekly groups with one another, and they are used to having to kind of compensate and circumvent their communication difficulties with the more, like you said, traditional means. So this kind of represented an opportunity for them to engage with each other socially, but in a different way, and to express themselves perhaps in a way they hadn't thought of. And there was some resistance at first. You know, they were kind of like, oh, I'm not an artist, I don't want to do this, or I'm not going to be good at it. So it also represented an opportunity to try something new out of their comfort zone. And they found that they did really enjoy it more than they thought. And it was empowering to see them express themselves in a different way and to feel capable with something new, which is not an opportunity they often get.
Since this was a new interdisciplinary collaboration, Pratt sought out and found a great partner in the Art and Design Department, Steve Willis. His students had no experience teaching this particular population, but Pratt and Willis emphasized that it wasn't about teaching them to become great artists, but about giving the clients an opportunity to socialize and try new things.
The semester before the project really got underway, I went and talked with his students and kind of described who the clients were, what their backgrounds were, and then wanted students who were really interested in working with this type of population. And we got two exceptional students, Olivia Compton and Joshua Berry, who came over each week, and they each facilitated one group and instructed them in the art and showed them techniques. And it was just really wonderful watching them teach our clients and how the clients responded.
While working on developing these new forms of expression has been therapeutic for most, Pratt stresses that it was not classified as art therapy.
So I really wanted to focus on them having a new interest or hobby and socially engaging in a different way and talking about their art and what they think and opinions as a vehicle for that. But I do think it's still therapeutic.
The work has culminated into an art exhibit at Brick City entitled Language in Art, Facilitating Expression and Social Participation Through Visual Media. It is on display now through March 27th. The artist's reception will be held 2 to 3:15, March 21st. The exhibit is free and open to the public. Although this particular project has come to a close, Pratt is excited to see what's next.
Hopefully some of the clients have taken up the hobby and want to participate more in artistic types of expression. It allowed our students in CSD to see that there are other ways to express yourself rather than the traditional means of communication. So I think it's really limitless where it could go from here. You know, hopefully other people look at it and say, oh, you know, we could do some really unique collaborations too that focus on community involvement, engagement, student learning, all of that.
The exhibit is at Brick City Gallery. The gallery is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and noon to 4 on Saturday. It is located at 215 West Mill Street, downtown. That was Jennifer Pratt, and I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.